Welcome to the after show, or as Nikki calls it, the danger zone.
Welcome to the danger zone.
I have something a little dangerous.
What do you got?
Which I never have things that are dangerous. Have you ever scrolled through your partner's text messages or emails?
Never. Why would I do that?
Nikki, have you?
My past ex is the husband. I got nothing to worry about. Thank God I found a good one.
Yes.
37% of women approve of snooping through text.
Of course you do.
It doesn't matter how much you trust them. You still look. Like, all of a sudden the phone goes beep, beep, beep. You don't like, and he's not around, and you go,
what's usually that? He asks me, like, who is it? You know?
Oh. Well, I look at it. Apparently I'm not alone. More than a third
of people
took part in a survey said suspicious behavior warrants electronic snooping, and it's totally okay. Of course, more women than men said it was okay to spy.
Mm-hmm.
37% said spying on a significant other is acceptable if bad behavior is suspected.
Well, yeah, bad behavior is suspect. Yeah. That kind of, I've never spied on anyone. Any.
Wow, Tony.
No, it's like, yeah, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I did. I've had girlfriends who've done it, and they found out some things they didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Well,
if you don't want to know, don't spy.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Did you have to go through that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's the worst. And, you know, I went through it, with my first husband, and it's devastating.
Yeah. We've
devastating.
All gone through it. It is devastating, and it's not fun. But when you notice suspicious behavior and you go looking at that phone, you already know. That's why you're looking.
Exactly.
Yep. Anyway, 100%. That's my part of the danger zone.
That is a danger zone.
That's as dangerous as I get.
Okay.
Danger zone for me. I did my first back to school meet and greet with the boys.
Oh?
Yes. So I got the youngest is starting fifth grade. The oldest is starting seventh. And seventh grade for them is where they start going to different classrooms.
Right.
Yep. That's what Nate's doing.
Yeah. So it was like, okay, are you going to remember which classroom to go to? It was like, and you know, you're going to have this thing called homework.
Yeah.
And the locker combo. Can you get that down? It's like a lot of stuff.
It is.
The fifth grader are like, oh, here's your teacher. Hi.
Yeah. Pile it all on your desk. You're good to go.
That's it. All right. See ya.
No, you weren't here, but I had to go locker shopping, and I got a few things for Nate, like to keep him organized, like a shelf for the locker.
Does he have a mirror to check himself out?
No, but I suggested getting a mirror to check, and he said, glad that I didn't. Did you get your steps on one?
No. I didn't. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, maybe I should be doing
boys
all
don't,
this stuff.
Boys don't care. They don't check their
look
on mirror.
You got to check for the, you know. They don't, check your nose.
They don't check for the
look. You gotta check to see if you got any bats in the cave.
That's right. You know? That's what I said to Nate. And he's like, seriously, I don't need that.
Dude,
I don't need that.
My husband always has, just on vacation, I was like, honey, you got a bat up the cave. I mean, it's like,
that's a better way of putting it, because I just tell Nate right out,
you got boogers.
You got a booger in the hoodie? I mean, is that?
I just say, you got a boog, get it.
Oh, God.
So that's a good idea. I should have done that. But yes, he has to learn how to do his locker and everything else. And we missed the meet and greet last night.
Oh,
and they only gave us one time.
Oh, really? Why'd you miss it? Sports?
Yeah,
yes,
we had
football.
To do a scrimmage for football. But that's okay, because you know me, I always find a way.
So, Christy, we're doing the combination, because you remember lockers. You got to go left and then right and then left again.
Oh,
and
yeah,
on the second time, you have to go past the number.
The thing,
you know, all these things that we know just because
we did it
for years and years.
Yeah.
Kids are like, now wait, what direction
they're struggling.
Again?
Oh, you weren't. I didn't know he was going into seventh grade and he had all these obstacles. Girl, you got to come to me for this advice. Guess what I did?
What?
You buy a lock from the store before school starts, and you could do it now. He's still got a few days, and it teaches him how to do it. That's what I did with Nate, because he had to do it for Cooperstown, so I bought a couple locks that he had to use anyway.
Oh, my gosh, Christy, you are so smart.
Well, I stole it from a friend. All the stuff we just steal from other moms. That's all that we do. And
that's
we share it with
roll.
Each other. Yeah. Yep. So now that I know, I did not know that our kids were in the same grade.
Yeah, seventh.
Yeah.
Although I told my oldest that Nate is 6 feet tall. And he's like, huh?
Well, he's 5'10 and a half.
Oh, he's so big.
Well,
give him a week.
There.
All right?
He's
really.
Okay.
Give him a week to 10
he's
days.
He's taller than me now.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
He looks like a man. And I swear he's growing peach fuzz.
Oh, I'm sure he's got more,
or maybe
than,
oh,
more
Nate?
Than peach fuzz.
Or your boy.
No, looks like Nate has a mustache.
He does.
It's crazy.
He won't let us shave it yet. I'm like, Dad needs to teach you. This is something I cannot teach you,
right.
How to shave off a mustache.
Yeah, this is definitely a dad
And
thing.
He's starting to get the white fuzz around the chin. I'm like, oh, boy.
We got the proud armpit hair. So every time it's like, oh, look, I got another one.
He was like that too until now there is hair. He goes, I'm not going to let it get too long though. I will trim that. I said, yes, I would appreciate that.
We have
that.
Trimmers just like daddy.
Yep. He wants a lawnmower 2.0.
Oh, girl, I remember when you started talking about that.
He still wants one.
Well, that's when we weren't talking about armpit hairs.
Oh, it's not just for the armpits. It's a manscaper. It's what it's called. It's for manscaping. Goodness.
Yeah, manscaping. I mean,
oh, sorry, Tony. Are you still here?
I'm just enjoying this conversation. I'm just letting it ride.
Oh, it takes another level with older husbands. So, you know, we just hit 40. We're 41 now. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at my honey while we were driving home from Michigan. I was like, oh no, the ear hairs again.
Oh yeah, the ear hair.
Oh,
men
yeah.
got this like shock. It's, of ear hair.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Weird.
And
where
I'm
does
like,
that come from?
Honey, not again. Yeah,
and the eyebrows, they have to trim those suckers up. They just keep growing. Oh, and Jason has this one hair that just comes out of the middle of his nose.
Oh, girl, yes.
Yes. And when I see it sideways when he's driving, I yank it out.
Oh, my gosh. I've been yanking hairs. He's got the ones out middle of his nose and some out of the like side of his ear.
I just yank them.
Oh, my gosh, girlfriend.
And he's like, ah!
Oh, I know.
You know that
it's
hurts.
The worst. It's like, you do realize I do this to my face every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, like, stop.
I
what's your problem?
I tweeze my eyebrows.
Yeah,
every
so when you
day.
Do it to yourself, you know what's coming, okay? That's the difference. That's why you can't tickle
you
yourself.
You guys are just big babies.
Yes, you are.
I was like, go get stuff waxed. And he's like, that's no going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. So Shane, I guess, got his chest waxed once, and he said he'll never do it again because the ingrown hairs.
Yes. Ouch.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. There's the hair report today.
Yes. I guess that's
all right.
All your hairs.
I'm out.
You have your lawnmower 2.0.
I'm Italian. I need a 3.0.
Yeah.
You need way more than even a 3. You just need a bushwhacker.
I use a weed whacker, a real one.
Bush hog. They're called bush hogs.
Oh, my goodness.
God. All right. I'm done. Are you guys done?
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.